Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome to part two, and it would be pure vanity to continue, but I am anyway. I'm joined by Chloe Veach and Tom Green.
But Chloe, as much as I would love to sit here and talk about comedy, and it's fascinating to hear it, it's so true. Obviously, I'm a comedian too, and I've experienced that countless times. But I'm interested in whether you've experienced in civilian life as well, off the stage. Let's widen it out, call it intellectual vanity. So they need their job praised, or they need to be found funny the whole time. Or there's something else about them that needs excessive, that's our key word, pride or admiration. Have you ever encountered that?
I don't actually know. Are you saying like with myself or with like my friends, or have I seen it?
Yeah, have you dated? You see the guy that he might own the club and need to be recognised every 5 seconds because he owns a club. I own Phallus down on the high street. Yeah, I know you do, Dave. But I own Phallus nightclub, and then it's just going on about.
Do you know what? For me, it's mostly people that name drop people to make themselves feel more than, or to kind of get the praise off of other people. Because I think with me, if I'm speaking to someone and say if I'm from Essex and someone else is from Essex, I'm like, oh, it's an instant connection. Whereas if someone's name dropping all these famous people and it's like, oh, yeah, I like them, it's like they instantly feel more than like, oh, yeah. Like
a validation.
A validation, yeah. And sometimes when you're having a conversation and a name slips up, it's like, oh, that's really cool. But then there's a point where it's like you're doing my head in sort of thing. It's, yeah.
I'll put you both out your suffering. A man's physical appearance is a key indicator of happiness. Men generally do care more about their appearance, according to a survey, viewing it as a key indicator of their happiness. This is terrifying because we already know the mental health crisis affects men a lot more than women. Not saying that female mental health isn't in dire straits as well, but we know men are suffering a lot more. Now it turns out we suffer more with the looks thing, something it turns out we feel like we can't talk about and we shouldn't, and yet we're affected more by it. You see the fucking problem, ladies. In female case studies, they rank satisfaction with a romantic partner and financial success as more important factors of happiness, placing physical appearance in third place. Where, however, when men are in a relationship, they continue to value their own physical appearance. They saw appearance as paramount, only ranking financial situation above it. This is fucked up. So, obviously, we are all vain as fuck and want to fall in love. We pull a fitty, we fall in love. Men continue to stay vain after falling in love, continue to put that masculine testosterone front out into the world for validation, along with their finances, which arguably is the other side of the same flipping coin. How rich am I and how ripped am I? I mean, is there any hope for us, Chloe?
I mean, the one thing that I tend to find happens, say if you're with a guy and you're settled in a relationship, right, you get fat. Because every time I get into a relationship and I'm comfortable and I'm happy, I settle down and I just eat loads of junk food. And the guy does the same thing. Whereas that was back in the day. Nowadays, I want to go out for a Domino's pizza because I'm absolutely Hank Marvin and I want 4 cookies. And sometimes the guys are that strict on their diet because they want to kind of abstain this 8-pack that they've worked so hard for. And it's like, no, I can only eat salad. It's almost like the aim of the game of being happy is just being happy inside. And like any external fixes like gym, and obviously gym does help with mental health as well, staying positive and focused and determined and all of that. But I feel like in a relationship, I think just settling down a little bit and just kind of finding your inner comfort zone with not needing to be better and better.
Fucking hell, man. It's wiser than a lot of 44-year-old blokes I know. Thomas, Do you think vain attracts vain? Is it always the same eyebrow, threaded, ripped 8% body fat guys hanging with the other ones? Or is it often sitting next to a minger so you look good? Which is it? I think it's all the same. Whenever you go Ocean Beach, I've been Ibiza twice this year. And whenever you look across, like all the Geordie lads with like perfect eyebrows and 3% body fat and that and tiny speedos and like suspicious back acne and shrunken genitals, but they're not taking steroids. They're all the same. They all look the same. Same colour, same muscles, same clothes, same brand of Ron Dorf's fucking swimming trunk. And yet, like, they'll be over on my table and it's like someone's spat something out of a butcher's at the back. We all look so different. Do you not think vain attracts vain?
Do you think a vain attracts vain, or do you think within a group of mates, one of them started off more vain than the other and that spread and they're all trying to outdog each other?
Patience zero.
And out-tan each other. Do you think? I think it's contagious.
Maybe it's different to boys and girls. Chloe, it's the same again. Like I say, I don't know why I went to Ibiza twice in COVID year. You're not even allowed to stand up and dance, but I did. And it's the same. You see a group of girls, you know, like having a wicked holiday. There might be like nurses and they're in their early 20s, but they're all doing like real jobs. They're all stunning girls, but they're not like over the top, can't relax and only coming to life when they hold up their phone. And yet the table of girls who look like they've got depression, but when someone switches a phone on, they all start dancing and pretending.
And they do that little cute boomerang, like, woo!
Which do you think it is? Vain attracts vain, or one of them turned vain and, like Thomas said, a sort of Darwinian pressure happened and everyone sort of started becoming
more
vain?
I mean, to be honest, it comes down to, like, you are a product of your environment, and I don't actually know, because with me, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole when I went to Dubai last year, and I kind of felt myself slipping into this girl who was starting to become really vain, and that's not me. I can go to the shop with my hair in a bun, not brush my teeth for 3 days and still think I'm a 10-10. I'm joking. But
wow, you've just crashed your DMs there. Your DMs are just going to crash after that one.
I just think if you're with a group of girls, and I don't know, I really don't. I don't think vain attracts vain. I just think if you're in situations and locations, there's going to be, I don't know how to explain it,
I feel like what just popped into my...
Hold on, Thomas. Sorry, Thomas. I just want to hear what happened in Dubai, because that's fascinating, because you sound so, like, switched on, like you got it figured out, you're quite wise, but something went wrong when you were in that... And that Dubai, for people that don't know, I've worked there a bit, I've done gigs there, I've travelled there, I'm from Essex myself, so I know that whole vibe. It is its own place. So you felt like you got sucked into a sort of...
A little rabbit hole. There were so many
girls. Self-obsession, of vanity.
Yeah, self-obsession, vanity, like external fixes and money and handbags. And it was just anything that I would see a girl have, like a perfect handbag with like a nice £500 steak from, what's it, Nurseret or something, that fucking salt guy. Like, I almost found myself wanting to go to the steak restaurant just to have a photo with this guy, pay £500 for a steak. Why? But like, it's almost like I let myself go a little bit in Dubai and it scared me, because I'm not that girl. And I feel like maybe you can just get sucked into it without realising.
I mean, Thomas, that backs up your environmental theory rather than like attracts like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you vain about any specific body part? Would it be the beard for you, Thomas? Is there anything you stress about?
I definitely, like Chloe was saying, you become very comfortable in a relationship, and I am just obsessed with chocolate, like Maltesers. I just snack. And after every so often, every few months, I go through that period of just like, Jesus Christ, my stomach, like just freaking out. So I think for me personally, I think it is probably the stomach. Do you know what I mean? Like, you become very conscious. And if I see a photo from the stage or a photo with my mates or whatever, hence the darker top, that is probably something that I'm very conscious of, I reckon. Definitely the beard though as well, but that's a given because I get complimented on it all the time. But yeah, I think it'd probably be that. Are you the same? But you're bloody ripped.
I'm not ripped. I'm like sort of like a lean, sort of David Beckham figure. No, I'm joking. It's because I run around. Do you know, I wore a Fitbit on stage the other night. I probably wore it when we gigged together. I did 60 minutes on stage. I do 670 calories from stand-up.
Yeah.
So I'm only doing a 40-minute workout a day, but I'm doing a lot from that. So that's but it's genetic as well, because my mum is still like a stick with hair on, like brown hair piling out of her head like Mr. Potato, like stick with hair on. And my granddad, thick white hair, loads of energy, still plays sport. My granddad. Right? That's fucking hell. So what I'm saying is there is a genetic component with how you hold weight on your body, I think. Chloe, what about you? I mean, a quick scroll through your Instagram feed, and it is quick because I want to live and I'm married, would suggest you don't have you don't have much to... quickly unlike. Shit. would suggest you don't have much to be vain about. But what... Actually, no, you might have lots to be vain about. Well, I think we're muddling this up with insecurity here. There's nothing wrong with being insecure about your hairline or your belly, lads, but vanity is a different thing. What would you say is a body part that you're vain about? Are you just like, oh my God, I just love swishing my hair in a boomerang. It just looks so amazing. Have you... When you were in your rabbit hole, what was the most vain thing?
I would say the thing that I am most vain about would be how slim my waist is, because I know that if I was to put an outfit on, it would fit, or if I was to sit down, I wouldn't get rolls or anything like that. But do you know what? That's when I'm feeling my best mentally. But then on a bad day, it will flip within seconds. I'm too skinny. Oh my God, I need to put weight on. My hip bones are showing. I used to get bullied when I was back in primary school and high school. So it's like, I feel too skinny, because it's like been programmed into my head with the Kardashians and everything. It's trendy to have curves and bigger girls are beautiful.
You can't,
especially
fucking
on social
win.
Media. It's the be all end all for trying to be perfect. And that's something that I've kind of slowed down on the past few months. I've stopped wearing makeup other than Halloween, obviously, on my social media, because I've just feeling happy in your own skin, because insecurities, everyone has them.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's run through a few more specifics. I think we sort of covered the gym and weight here. Let's go on to a real male one. And there'll be so many men, again, hanging on your answer here, Chloe, but I'm going to ask Thomas first. I know we have actually had a conversation about this, Tom. You know what I'm going to talk about, don't you? Hair. Hair, hairline, both the front bit and the monk's patch. My hair would love to get a circular, gleaming monk's patch. And I'm fighting. Literally, it's like Belgium 1941 here at the back. I'm winning. Don't get me wrong. I am the British allies. I'm winning. But there's been some heavy shelling. No hair transplant. All natural. Derma rolling. Minoxidil. In fact, I'm going to post a video about it on my YouTube, because some of you men asked me about it. But I have, against nature, rethickened. Never lost it. Was just a little bit not dense. And that's now, it's bang, back to puberty. But if my hair goes further, I would... It wouldn't even be a discussion, have a hair transplant. Don't see the issue. But some people find that vain, and loads of girls online, but bald men are so attractive. Do you think Jason Statham is having like a pussy famine? Don't think so. So, Thomas, where's your, pardon the pun, where is your head at?
Oh, definitely vain. I think that's probably, actually, now that you said it, like, oh my God, you just reminded me. we did have a convo about that. And I think you become very conscious, because it can happen very quickly how much your hairline can go back. And I know, you know, in my family, like, hairlines go back. And I was like, oh, my God, how long have I? And I'm putting the hair forward. And we did have that conversation because I looked at you and went, bro, like, you're fucking killing it. Like, you know, your hairline's, where, how can I? You're like, I have got a remedy. I need to know. But it's a big thing, though, I think, because that totally changes your whole face and perception where, hang on, is there going to come a day where I'm just going to have to shave it all off and you're going to look completely different? It's a big deal, I think, for a lot of blokes. And but some embrace it, you know. Like, I've seen guys who have had the hair on the sides of their head and there's nothing in the middle left and they've combed it over, but on a windy day it's hanging on.
I think we can all agree that's a wrong move. But do you know what I find weird about this conversation, Chloe? We have to be careful because there'll be some men listening to this. It's fucking huge for men that are properly losing it. I didn't realise till I started getting messages, and I've got friends and relatives. Obviously, I'm of an age where I say that. It happens in the 20s to a lot of men, like 25, younger. My father-in-law started to lose his hair when he was 21. My father-in-law, I mean, it can happen at any age. And it's devastating for some men, absolutely devastating. So I know we had to tread carefully, but I also can't bear bullshit. And what I don't understand is I can't think of anything more masculine than a shaved head. Like, it's fucking the most like a shaved look with a bit of stubble is a masculine look for me. So are men frightened of nothing? Is it just a case that some girls don't like it, some girls aren't bothered, some girls do like it? Are we freaking out too much, and should we just roll with whatever's happening? Chloe, tell us. You don't have to give us your personal taste. Give us some general advice.
General advice. I think if you're losing your hair, I'd do something about it if you're not happy with it. However, from a perspective coming from women and like my friends and stuff, I think it might be an age thing though, because I am in my 20s. I personally wouldn't date someone that had a bald head, or if, I don't know, I think.
What about if you're dating a guy that was older?
Yeah, if he had a receding hairline, it wouldn't bother me.
So I think what we're agreeing is a hair transplant is not vanity because it's got such a link to mental health.
Definitely.
Right, let's move on to one where there's a much, much more vigorous debate going on. Botox and filler. This affects girls and boys equally, sadly. If I was saying this sentence 5 years ago, this would be like a misogynistic conversation about women. Now, everyone's pumping that shit in. Matt, boy, girl, gay, straight, fucking everyone. The best use for Botox, by the way, lads, if you've got excessive pits, get some Botox in the armpits, sweating stops. And also, your armpits just look so young and hot. So let's start with what I think is a simpler question. Is it ever okay for a man to have filler? Botox, I'm going to say, I think we can all agree, if someone's got, like, I've got some fucking a line that's getting a bit deep, I could probably hold a pen in that fucker. If I wanted to, I can't because I'm a comedian, I need my facial expressions. But if I was an actor or a model or something, I don't think there's a problem with slightly softening some of those lines, slightly softening them if you're a man. Filler, however, filler in a man's face, is it ever, if it's not like after an accident or after an injury or not for something medical, is it ever okay? Is it, surely it's always vanity for a bloke to stick filler in his face, Chloe? Come on.
Yeah, vanity. I think it is definitely 110%. I didn't even have to think about that one. Enhance, yes, perfect. However, I've seen some guys that have overdone it and just gone overboard. And it becomes an obsession. Like what you said, it's obsessive and it's addictive. And there's a point where you just look at someone and think, oh, my God, you look completely unrecognisable.
Thomas, I'll say we sort of now associate that look with being 50. So when someone who is 25 or 30 gets loads of filler and Botox, they just look like a 50-year-old that's had Botox, ironically, because we associate total smoothness with being old, where we're so fucked up as a culture. So it now reads as old person, young skin. That's fucked.
I think it's more worrying that if you're younger, a younger bloke, and you're feeling you need to try and, like you're saying, like if you're reducing a couple of aging lines and you're in film or whatever, like, fair enough. Like, if it makes you, like you're saying, if it's something that makes you feel better and more confident, go for it. But if you're at such a young age, I think that's where the worrying stuff in terms of mental health can come in, you know, because if it's not enough then, when does that train stop? How long is that going to continue for? And then you hit your 30s or 40s and you've been doing it for 15 years. It's going to be a big reversal, isn't it?
We're sort of out of time, really. So, Leila, I'm going to let you go. Well, we'll leave dentistry and boob jobs and butt lifts for another time. Thank you so much to Chloe Veach and Thomas Green for joining me. Very open and candid talk about vanity. You both surprised me. I wasn't able to make either of you feel uncomfortable at any point, which is really annoying. So if you've just come here as fans of either Thomas or Chloe, please hang around, hit subscribe, leave reviews, because I spend most evenings just going over my reviews over and over and again. And then I read them out and I just masturbate in the mirror whilst reciting them. That's how I like to spend my nights. Maybe we'll do a part two in vanity, so look out for that. I didn't get to discuss the penis reduction I went for in 2018, which went wrong. So join me again next time when we'll be on Man Baggage. Thank you for listening. I've been Russell Kane, eyebrows on fleek. Ta-ta.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.